Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOFirst.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What is a lesbian? What is anything? Like, what's a unicorn? It's a horse with a horn on its head that's magic. You know, a lesbian is just a woman with a horn on her head that's magic.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's lying!
Well, that was a she. That wasn't a he, that was a she.
That was a she?
Yes, that was what's her name? That was Jimmy Kimmel's girlfriend.
Ann Coulter?
No, what's her name? Sarah Silverman.
Program may not be suitable for sensitive viewers. If you are such a viewer, now might be the time to go make yourself a nice BM.
There she is.
Sarah Silverman scares me. I like her.
It's a one-way trip to Fist City, the Don and Mike Show.
I think she'd be hot as balls.
I think she'd be hot as balls. I think she is hot as balls. She'd make love to you, and then she'd kill you. And she'd have the same expression on her face the entire time.
Kind of turn me on.
Yeah.
I'd be all right with that.
Sure. Having her do a Black Widow thing on you? Like the last year, you'd be all right with her killing you?
Come and go at the same time? Yes, sir.
Oh, simultaneously.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I like Sarah Silverman. Mm-hmm. Except she has kind of a unibrow.
Oh, yeah.
But she's very sexy.
Yeah.
Because she's not only a talented comedian, but an angry talented comedian.
And how do I say this? I just looking at her.
Yeah,
she's good with her mouth.
Oh yeah,
you know that.
Well, she does it all.
You could ask for that 24/7.
Yeah, and I think she'd be more than willing to do just about anything.
Wow. Jimmy Kimmel with his big robe, just walking around his house, going, "Hey,
yo,
Sarah."
I think she's very hot, but I think she just missed it, because if you see her new show on Comedy Central, her real-life sister's in it, and she missed that train.
Really?
Yeah.
Like hot?
But like she's not hot.
Like oh, the sister's not hot.
No.
Right. Okay.
All the luck happened on – it rained on Sarah.
Didn't run on the family.
No. Sarah Silverman. I think down there would also be the way you like it.
Oh, you mean like a nice little triangle?
Yeah. Yeah, you would what do? You triangulate the shot? That's the way.
I disagree. I think it would be like a Brillo pad. It would be an absolute.
You think it would be just a terrible mess?
Wild and free.
It would be like going a.
It would be like one of those novelty wigs.
Like going on a trip in the Congo.
You really do?
Yeah.
I don't think Jimmy'd tolerate that. Jimmy's done the man show. Jimmy knows what he likes. Jimmy likes a little.
I don't think Jimmy Kimmel is looking for clean hygiene.
You don't think Jimmy Kimmel, do you think Jimmy Kimmel wears the pants in that relationship?
No.
Oh, I think she decides where they're going to go.
No, she, even though he's got an every night talk show, she's a bigger star than he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but she's Sarah Silverman.
Well, it's either your way, the way you like it, or the way the novelty store wig. There is no way that is tidy.
It could be JonBenet.
Yeah, I doubt it. I really doubt it. I just don't think she takes the
doesn't
time.
Seem like her.
That doesn't seem like her kind of
She
move.
Might be Don Johnson-y. You know, I mean, she might have like that Kurt Warner type of like two. You know, Kurt Warner is one of those guys that seriously must have to shave like 8 times a day.
Right, right.
Have you seen that guy like before a game?
Like Cameron Gray.
Yes, they'll interview Kurt Warner before a game, and 3 hours later he's got a full beard, and the beard grew while he was playing football.
Looks like Dan Haggerty after the game.
I think she probably has that situation, so she doesn't deal with that.
I see
easier
her,
to neglect.
I seen her on a talk show,
yes.
And she has waxed, but I can't remember to what
she
extent. Because I remember her talking about waxing.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Her back.
Hey, guys. This is Steve from Sacramento.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, on the news out here in Sacramento is that Ron Artest got arrested today for domestic violence.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call.
Don't call.
The Don and Mike Show.
I gotta say,
you fool. You complete utter ass. Oh, I could slap your face raw. You moron. I could die.
Sacramento, you are really living up to it today.
What is this junk? Where's the zazz?
Agreed. Agreed.
Really. I mean,
no, Kelly Clarkson.
Stepping up to it today. I mean, living up to your reputation as our favorite affiliate city.
I can only hope it was one of our listeners he beat the crap out of. Ron Artest.
Well, they said it was domestic, so unless one of our listeners happened to be the lady he lives with.
I hope that he threw her into a pile of dog crap from his Rottweilers that went crazy a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I forgot. He's the same guy that's got the Rottweilers, the emaciated Rottweilers in the mansion, right?
Yeah.
He's a special guy.
And then I hope after that, I hope this woman who listens to our show, who got beat up by Ron Artest today and was with dog poop, I hope then her kids went out and smoked weed.
Just like that other tape we played.
Her 2-year-old and 5-year-old went out and smoked weed with Ron Artest.
Wow. Wow.
Folks, seriously, especially if you're listening to us in Sacramento, California.
Especially.
Seriously. Serious as a heart attack. I swear to God, I don't care if it's like the movie Independence Day. If you see a big-ass spaceship over your city,
right.
Do not call us.
Because your odds really are overwhelming that somebody is going to alert us first, and you're going to call and slow down the show by repeating it.
We have already gotten the Ron Artest breaking news.
We've got amazing sources on this show, old sport. There's really no need to call in. There's really no need to call in.
Oh, God. You're bringing it. You know what you made me do today, Sacramento? You made me dance. You made me do the dance with Mike.
It's true.
And you did it. You took it to a whole nada level.
That guy pissed me off. Mm-hmm. That guy pissed me off. Just wait. The next thing we're going to get the Maloof brothers on the phone. We'll get those midgets to move that basketball team to Las Vegas, and then what will you have?
Yeah, we'll talk to them when they're at the Palms Casino, when they're all Vegas-y, when they're not back home Sacramento-y, you know?
Oh, and listen, not really, this isn't a dump on Sacramento.
They're going to move them. They're going to move them anyway.
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. You know now, Mike, come on.
Well, they are. There's nothing we can do about it. They're going to take the team to the city that's, you know, and all that gambling that they worry about, you know, c'est la vie. They'll be able to deal with that. Much better chance for that team to draw some star power if they move them from Sacramento to Las Vegas.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, light up those lines. Yeah, here they come. Come on. Bring it on.
Christ.
Bring it on today.
And I don't know what the deal is. We went by the stadium out there in Sacramento, the arena, Arco Arena. Uh-huh. Why wouldn't you build a new stadium for the team? It's the only thing you got.
Yeah, it's woefully inadequate, the one they have
it's
now.
It's the only sports franchise you have. And if you're those two dudes, those two midget brothers that own, those two midget twins that own the team, right now you're like the scales of justice going, Sacramento, where they won't give us a new stadium, or Las Vegas. Sacramento, Las Vegas.
Why wouldn't I build a brand new Las Vegas basketball palace where I could just walk to one of my hotels? Mm-hmm. Of course, that's the option.
So listen, you keep screwing up our show, and the Kings will leave Sacramento.
That's right.
That is the message for you today.
They've already got one foot out the door today based on your behavior today.
And
it's a promise.
And never mind. I was going to say something else, but I thought better of it. I'm going to just change the topic.
Good
here.
For you.
Sacramento won't have any sports franchise at that point if they leave Sacramento, right? The Kings are it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's it. That's all that. Besides us, that's all they got out there.
Boy, oh boy. Good luck.
They have what?
They have cabbage.
They have cabbage. Okay. The NASCAR race. Yes. Did anybody see the Busch Series race yesterday
in Mexico?
Yeah. Really great. A great screaming fight with these two guys who were on the same team. The Mexican guy won the race yesterday. This guy Montoya, the guy they've made a big deal about him, he drives the Texaco car.
Juan Pablo Montoya.
That's him, Mike. So he's on a team with the guy in the Juicy Fruit car, meaning that the cars are owned by the same guy.
Okay.
And the one rule that they give these guys before they go out to run a race is, whatever you're doing, don't get in a wreck with the guy on your team.
Right.
Whatever you do, don't get in a wreck with the guy on your team.
Because then you're really SOL.
Right. Well, the guy in the Juicy Fruit car, who's the teammate of the guy in the what are the 42 car, they're going around a turn. It's a road. It's one of those road tracks. I mean, I know all the tracks are road, but it's not a big speedway. It's one of those that's got 8,000 turns, and it's windy, and they can't go quite as fast. It's a road course.
Road course.
So they're going around one of these turns, and this guy Montoya, just as they say, gets into the Juicy Fruit car.
Did Did he get loose?
No, he on purpose tapped the guy and pushed the guy out of the way.
Wow.
And it was great after the race.
That'll gum things up.
You had...
I'm sorry.
The Juicy Fruit guy... We don't have tape of him, do we? No, the Juicy Fruit guy... Oh, why am I... I'm not...
Mike.
I shouldn't even yell at you about that anymore.
Oh, you can yell at me.
Hey, John! Hey, John!
Johnny! Norman!
John!
The shine's off. Is that what I'm here for?
Scott Pruitt?
Yeah, it is.
Boy, that was a big one there.
Yeah.
The shine's off.
Hold on. We got it. We got the tape of the guy. You got the guy in the Juicy Fruit car?
If it's Scott Pruitt.
Yeah, he's very upset. Very upset at this guy. Funny. Funny how mad he gets. He's that white guy. Listen, that's not how you do it. And I hope it's the tape.
Montoya got into the back of Pruitt. I'm reading
works,
the article
where he
right
works
here.
The Juicy Fruit, the sponsor name in. Here we go.
Of all the people to take you out, your teammate. I mean, that was just no good, low, nasty, dirty driving. I can't even put it into words. It's just so disappointing. We talk about it and talk about it and talk about it and talk about it in meetings. If he's faster than me, you know, we'll work it out. He can go, you know, but not take each other out. That's just bad driving.
Oh.
South. We don't have the cut from before where he said, like, maybe 10 times in 20 seconds, Juicy Fruit.
Sure.
Wow.
Because that's the number one rule they give those guys. If you're going to get on TV, say your sponsor's name over and over.
So they're the same team, Montoya and that guy?
Same team. And they showed...
With less than 10 laps left. Ooh.
8 laps left. And they showed the owner. The guy's got to be in hog heaven. His cars are running 1 and 2.
Yeah.
They show when the one guy knocks the other guy out of the race or knocks him back to 5th, they show the owner up there going, ah, son of a bitch. And meanwhile, in the stadium, all of the Mexicans are going crazy
right.
because their guy's winning.
So what he's saying is basically he could have moved out of the way. He would have moved out right. of the way and let Montoya, you know, get there if he had the faster car. There was no need for Montoya to tap him and push him out of the way.
But here is why I am kind of just intoxicated by this guy. From what I've been reading, they're saying that he is like the Mexican Tony Stewart.
Oh, okay.
That he does not care what they tell him to do, that he will push a car, he will rub against a car, he does not
Isn't
care.
It racing, really? You know, don't you think NASCAR, if there's one thing that has slowed it down for me, is when you hear them talk about they're helping each other out and they're, you know, the team. Shouldn't it be a bunch of guys? You're in a car, you're trying to win the race, you're doing whatever you can. And if you're in front of a guy and you think he's got the faster car, you're trying to block him.
Felt really bad because we both needed a really good finish. And I went into the break-in and we were both breaking about the same point, but he was slowing down the car a lot more. And he kind of stayed wide, so I went for the inside. And when I was there, he just turned and I had nowhere to go. I feel really sorry about him, but, you know.
We're talking about sex.
Oh, stop.
That man is lying.
Anyway, a great end to that race yesterday. And for those of you that were flipping around like me, wondering what the hell was going on, what kind of a backwards world do we live in? That's right. On ESPN, they had it ESPN Desportes, meaning on ESPN, they were speaking Spanish.
Sí.
While on ESPN2, they were speaking English.
So on the first one, when he crossed the finish line, did the guy go, go?
It's the old thing. I just want to say, you know, over and over again, was like, you know, English on ESPN1, Spanish on ESPN2. Thank you.
Lechuga, tomate.
Thank you.
Mayonesa.
Thank you.
Cebuega.
We got a break here for the president from 24. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
Hey. These two guys racing were actually teammates that won the Rolex 24 in Daytona.
Oh, this is it. Where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hollywood, Maryland.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
Now you got to move to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. We just had that. We said they were teammates. Right.
That was the whole point, that they were teammates. Now you got to move to Sacramento.
Where we started with that.
And wait for the Kings to move to Las Vegas.
Book your flight.
Okay, we'll come right back with President Logan from 24.
This is the Don and Mike Show.